Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We begin on Amud Beis. Begin with the Masechta. Begins with the Gemara. Then Eish is Kohen. She's the wife of a Kohen. Then Ein Achil Latzis. Then she doesn't do Chalitza. Tos asks, and this the Gemara says that if she's the wife of a Kohen, she doesn't do Chalitza. And Tos explains the Gemara brought that if a woman that her husband died and she had a child after he died, and that child died within 30 days, and she got engaged with someone else, she thought she was exempt from Yibum. Now, so if she's engaged to Yisrael, someone agrees she should do chalitza out of doubt. Because maybe it was not a viable child because it didn't survive 30 days. But if she's engaged to Kain, so that's where we have machlekes. There's an opinion that says that she shouldn't do chalitza because we could lie on the opinion of the Rabbanan, because else she's not going to get married to the man she's engaged because he's a Kain, who's forbidden to a chalitza. Now, Tosa asks, Hikshar Rabbi Moshe Mibahim, says, what do you mean? Betachlitz. Why? What's this whole problem? Why can't she do chalitza umabakach? And what's the problem? She does not become forbidden to him. I mean, said Perek Shein Divamis and the Chov Gimel Mabeis, the Savik Chalutzam. We have a doubtful chalutza. Hecha de Nechnesa, where she got married to a kohen, the Sharia that she's permitted. Not awesome, like the Mishnah teacher, with him Kadma Bukansu, they go and they go ahead and they get married. With the Gemara, they're discussing regarding married to two sisters, two people get married, two sisters, a whole case. But basically is that in Kadma Bukansu, if they go and they get married, we don't remove them from their marriage, where, although maybe it might be a problem because of a Chesukuka, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, the Gemara says, Tani Shila taught that a Filish named Kahanim, even though both Kahanim, who are forbidden in the Chalutza, even so, if they got married, you don't remove them, even though they're both Savik Chalutzas, because of the Chalitza of the second brother of the dead one. My time, what's the reason? So the Gemara, Chalutza Rabbanan. The whole Issa of Chalutza to Kohen is only Rabbinic Issa, while Savik Chalutza Legazru, regarding a doubtful Chalutza, they didn't make a Gzera. So Tais is bothered. So why in our sugya do we say that this woman is going to get to a kohen? She doesn't know chalitza. Why? She doesn't become forbidden to her husband. It's only sabi chalitza. Since maybe her son was a viable child, which the chalitza never was nothing, was a sham. So Tais explains that the reason why we don't do chalitza is for a different reason. You're right, not like Rashi that says that because she'd be forbidden to him. It's because Vayimer Rebbe, my teacher says that the Einoch Chalitza is Bishmaitin. This day in our sugya we say you don't do Chalitza. Not because if you do Chalitza, that, okay, now she's not going to have to get married to him. He's going to have to remove her. And like even the Evshem of the Chalitza, no, it's since possible that without Chalitza, so then Mutav Shalei Tachlitz. It's better that we don't do Chalitza. Why? Shalei Lohitzi La'azal Banel, that we don't spread rumors about her sons that were born after Chalitza, where the sons of a Chalutza are possibly Drabbanon, like a Chol. Like we find the last parak in Yavamis, the Mishnah teaches of the Aisha, of a woman, her husband and her co-wife went overseas. And they came and they tell her that your husband died. She shouldn't need to get married to someone else, nor do Yibum. I should tell the Shema Mubetzos until she finds out maybe her co-wife is pregnant, and then there's a baby, and then she doesn't do Yibum. Bam Begemara, the Gemara says what? And this she has to wait forever until she finds out. Amaziris says no. Gimel Atzma and Tesla Chaverta. She has to wait 3 months for herself to see maybe she herself is pregnant, and 10 months for her co-wife to see if she became pregnant. And Mechaletzim Mon Avshach at that point. She could do chalitza either way. Pirish, what does that mean? Shame the Sabbath to also be older because if her co-wife became pregnant and gave birth, so then she can go marry someone else without any chalitza. Then loin the Sabbath, and if her co-wife didn't become pregnant, haray chalitza pateris. So then she is obligated chalitza, and the chalitza itself is going to be exempting her. Now, Rabbi Yechonam, he says no. He disagrees. He says, la'atma gimel, for herself she has to wait 3 months, maybe she herself is pregnant. L'chaverta le'aylam, for her friend she has to wait forever. In other words, as long as she doesn't know what happened with her co-wife, if she became pregnant or not, she's not going to get married, nor do chalitza. Well, Parchan the Gemara asks, why? B'tachtim manav shach. Why didn't you say that? You can do chalitza either way, like Ziri had said. Shana the Gemara answers, gezeir, it's a rabbinic decree. Shemi heivlad shal kayam, because maybe what happens is maybe the co-wife actually had a viable child, so it's going to be verified that this, she was actually permitted to get married without a chalitza. Now, the problem is, v'nimtza matzricha kris l'kohuna. Now it's going to come out, you're going to have to make an announcement for her that she's permitted to get married to a kohen, because the chalitza wasn't the chalitza. Because if not, people are going to say chalitza get married to a kohen. So the Gemara says, okay, but let's go. So what's the problem? So require an announcement. That says the Gemara, no, dima ikka davi b'chalitza, b'lav b'achraza. Maybe someone was there by the chalitza, wasn't there by the announcement. I'm going to say, oh, I remember this woman was chalitza, and she came married to a kohen. Kishar chalitza l'kohuna. They're going to start permitting a chalitza to get married to a kohen. That's the sugya within Yevamos. One thing says Tais says Amma, but we see Onum Agnin Ishazula Oilam Rebichan says we don't let this woman get married forever. Even though technically Maman Shal, either way she could after 9 months, Mishum Tamed and Nimta Matzricha Kris Lekuna, because you're going to require an announcement for the Kohuna. Lakachin Onum Nichem Machlek. Therefore, they won't let to even do that formality of doing Chalitza. Oh, so that's the Bekosh Ken Hacha. So for sure, in our case over here, that we don't make an announcement. So yes, limon, yes, mechalitza, but sure we should hold back from doing chalitza if it's, so to speak, unnecessary, because we can rely on the opinion of Rabbanon. And then for mechalitza, mechash tvei, and we have to be more concerned that people shouldn't come to say that they're permitting chalitza to kain, because this woman is getting chalitza, and she married to kain. Mipi Rabbi, that's the reason why we don't do chalitza. So Tesa had said, this that if the woman is engaged, married to a kain, we don't do chalitza, even though she's not going to be fitted to her husband, as Tesa asked, as we see in the Gemara Yevamos, that a kain that marries some chalitza, we don't remove her, because the reason why we're saying not to do chalitza is not because she's going to be forbidden to her husband. It's simply said we should not be mighty laws on our children that they were born after the chalitza. What they're going to say that they are b'nei chalitza. The next says that begins words the Gemara v'im eishes kaini, if she's the wife of a kain hein chalitzas, then she doesn't do chalitza. This is going to explain the reasoning why she doesn't do chalitza. Like we said, the Gemara says that she's married to a kain, then not going to do chalitza. Today's come to explain that the reason why we're permitted to stay with a husband without chalitza, even though that there's no viable child coming out that you're permitting a yevamah l'shog, is because no dechayu, because actually we presume that the child is a viable child, even if he didn't live 30 days, k'rabbanan, k'nis v'achil, it's like the Gemara said, yevamah stav, lamed vav, amed beis. That Rabban disagrees with Gamliel, and they hold that, yeah, even if it doesn't survive for 30 days, we presume that it is a ben kayama. I says Vadamir Lael, but this is the Gemara previously said, the Allah of Shemuel. We said Allah of Shemuel that we suspect the Nephil unless it lived 30 days. Says Taisain Adavka Be'ishas Yisrael. That specifically by a woman who's married to Yisrael, where there's no prohibition of a chalutza, then we'll require chalitza because of that doubt. Al Be'ishas Kain. Like, come on, come on, say, let's do chalitza. But when she's married to a Kain, we don't hold like Shemuel to require to do chalitza. Al Be'ishas Kaini. Since she's the wife of a Kain, which is forbidden in the chalutza, the Pirabi, therefore that's why. We're going to say that she doesn't do chalitza, which would be like Rabbana, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. To next stage, the master begins the words of Gemara, the telling of the Brisa. Hazacher, the male, but like Tumtum Adragon is not someone that has both male and female members and Adragonus, and not a Tumtum, which we can't tell which one it is because it's covered over with a piece of skin. So this comes to qualify from where do we know to exclude Tumtum and Adragonus from Hazacher. The Gemara said, we learn that the Andragonus is not included in Erechin. In fact, this is a Hazacher, which the Gemara quoted, that's excluding Tumtum Andragonus. Tosfos says, Hashta Mashma, from here it sounds like, the Darsh Meloshin Zachar in the Keva, that where are we excluding Tumtum Andragonus from? Because it says male and female, which is black and white, which excludes Tumtum Andragonus, which is not male nor female. V'loimi toward the Hei Da Hazacher in the Keva. And not from the Hei of Hazacher and the Ve'im of Ve'im the Keva. Why? So says because them liking, because if that wasn't the case, rather we're excluding them from Hazachar. Micah Parchma, some of them, what's the Gemara asking shortly? Umayish Negamim Ilo. Oh, why is it my Nila review the holds that we will qualify that dragoness like a Zachar? And the Gemara has to bring a pasig of Kal Zachar. So says, what do you mean? Well, the question doesn't start. My Krat Sarach B'Mila Rabbis Andragonus. Why do you need a pasig by Mila to include Andragonus to say why it's different? But Vav Drabba to the contrary. Sarach Miyad Kabe Erechin with the Andragonus. What do you mean? You need a pasuk by Erechin to exclude Andragonus. If we didn't have a miut, we would have said Andragonus would be included in Erechin. So since there's no miut by Mila, why would you think to exclude Andragonus that you need a pasuk to include him? Alakach, rather, it's obviously says Tais. It's la mitra the kumim ha'ilim erech ishvisha. No, it's not from Hazach. It's not from any wording in the pasuk that we're excluding the Andragonus from the valuation of a man and a woman. Elamam mashmash, the zach on the cave, rather from the understanding. When you say male and female, You mean definitively male and female, which excludes that of androgynous. Ah, helkach tzarav krab emila rabbis androgynous. That's why you need a pasuk to include androgynous by mila, because mila also says a zachar, and therefore the pasuk would sound like not androgynous, and that's why you need a pasuk of kol to include the androgynous. So again, therefore you see that the exclusion is from zachar nekeva. And says Tzitzvah Chaymashman Namay Soto, it sounds like that there's no, we don't need the extra hay to exclude androgynous, because the Gabi Kiddush, also by the sanctification of the Paraduma waters, Memay Androgynous, Balush Mitru, we exclude androgynous without any extra wording there in the Pasuk. The Muslim Tarif Bakal for Beyuma on the Memgilim and Elf. Because Dhamma the Gemara says over there, it's not awesome. The Mishnah says, Hakol Kshem Lakadish Vahulu, everyone that's fit to Makadish the Mechatas, except for Chershed Makotin, Nabi Huda, he actually validates a cotton, but he excludes an Isha and androgynous. Mepharash Gemara explains Isha and all, and how does he know to validate a woman? Because I'm a the Pasuk says, Venasan, and he puts, not that she puts. Now, he time the Ma'id Isha, from that same reason that he excludes a woman, because it says Nasan, which is in the masculine. The Ma'id Androgynous excludes Androgynous, which is not masculine. So again, you see it from the Zachar part, not from Hazah. By that, I say, it's difficult to my teacher on this that we say that we're not excluding it from Hazachar. The Benidah Pergam Pelas, and the Gemara Nidah of Chav Chasim Abayz, my Sina Achmas Larach, that brings this teaching that Androgynous is not having the evaluation, because he's not included in the Pesukim over there. But come a time, and the Gemara says, and what's the reason? Because the Kazakhona, because the Torah says, Hazachar v'im nekeva. The Hey of Hazachar says only definitive, and v'im nekeva is saying only a definitive nekeva. Now, Hamizachim nekeva l'chod, sounds like, just from the fact that it says male and female, that itself, Lo'yavimaybu would not exclude them. Amami toward the V'im v'hei the Hazachar g'darsh, you see that the word V'im by nekeva and the Hey of Hazachar is what we're expounding, and not we established from our Gemara, from just Zachar nekeva. So the Amir Rabbi, my teacher, says, the Vadimi Tur Kadosh. No, most definitely, you're right. Because the Gemara sounds like over there, and Nida, we're learning out from the extra hay that we're expounding. Can you imagine what it sounds like over there? I then said, Vahod Yitzchak Kol Zachar Gabi Mila, the Rabbis and Dragonus. And back to the original question, Taisa Hand. Now, why do you need a special Reba Kol Zachar to include Mila for Andragonus if we don't find any explicit Mila for Andragonus from Mila? Ah, that's a test come to explain. No, still, you need a reboot. Why? Because Keheret Olay Nel of Me'erichin. So that we shouldn't learn from Me'erichin. That just like by Erichin, he's not included. So too, by Mila, says Taisis, that answers the question, and therefore, Mishamachi Gabi Kiddush Leitzarach Kor Lamayin Andragnus. That's why, by the Kiddush Mechatas, you don't need a Pasig to exclude Andragnus, even though you don't find the Miyut specifically to say it has to be a Zachar. Why? Because they'll see an American. Because there that you don't have a Reba, you do learn from American. But then Taisa bothered with the question, wait a second, instead of learning from American, why don't you learn from Mila? And that's the Taisa, no, but Mila lo yafin, and you don't learn from Mila to Kiddush Mechatas, is because the Islam, the Mila, from Arachin, Lukhurma, Upasa, Lukhidish. Because if we can learn out, we can learn out from one or the other, we can learn out from Arachin, which is a stringency to say that it's not valid and invalid for Kiddush, and not from Mila, which would say a leniency that to say that it would be kosher. Then he says, but this that Rab says over there in Perek HaMapelas, that Tum Dem Andragnus, Shiro Loivin Vo'edim Ka'achas, a male becomes Tame when he sees a white discharge. A female becomes Tame when she has a red discharge. Now, Tum Dem Andragnus doubtfully but Zachar in the Keva. So Rab says that if the Tum Dem Andragnus saw both a white and a red discharge, which seemingly, okay, either one, if it's Zachar in the Keva, is going to have the Tumah. So, and that's his Rab, in Chayyim al Bias Mikdash. That such a person, although technically you would think a Mon of Shachar B'Tama, was not liable for coming to the Bias Mikdash. But for seven Lamas the Truma, we burn the Truma because either way there's a Tumah over here. Now, but not really awesome, and the Gemara learns it out over there, that you're not Chayyim al Bias Mikdash for coming to the Bias Mikdash, and the fact that it says in the Pasig that you have to send out the Tummy person, the Zachabad, the Kibbutz Shalechu, from a male to a female, you have to send them out. Which that tells us, Zachabad, in the Kibbutz Dice has to be a definite male, definite female. But it does not apply to a tumtum and androgynous. Now, Parach Asim, the Gemara asks over there, Chalecha, the Chsiv, Zach, and the Kebab, wherever it says, male and female, the Mutti tumtum androgynous, is that coming to exclude tumtum androgynous, like you're saying over here, by tumtum of Bias Mikdash? But the Tanya, Bechol, the Braisa, Ba'arachin, where it says, Hazachar, and not tumtum androgynous. Now, okay, so the Braisa says, you would think we wouldn't have the Erech of Isha, we would have that of Isha. So they say, no, it says, besides Hazachar, it says, V'im the Kebab, has to be definite male, definite female. Now, sounds like says the Gemara, time the Kasher Rachman Hazachar v'Nekeva Chulu. It's only because says the Ribui of Hazachar v'Im Nekeva, but if it's just a male female, we actually would not exclude from the Vadragnis. Now, Bahashta, now that's what the Gemara says over there. So on that aspect is now that we're saying that we learned it out from Erechin, that Andreginis cannot sanctify the ashes of Paradumum. As Taisis, my Kapara, what's the Gemara asking on Rab? Now, why is it termed Andreginis that saw a white and a red discharge and not Chaimitum as Migdash? The Beloy Yiter, Nami Shaprim and Mai termed the Andreginis. That without a Yiter, we could exclude termed the Andreginis from Tumas Migdash Gedasha, but shouldn't have been American, because we're not from Erechin. Just like American, there's no Erech, so Tumas Migdash Gedasha. So therefore, that's how we know by Kiddush, and therefore, that's what you learn from B.S. Migdash. What's the Gemara asking? Oh, how do you know it from? We don't have a special Be'im or Hazachar. But what do you mean? But we learn that from Erechin. So it says, Vishim, what you could say is, the Chigami Erechin, this that we say, that we learn that from Erechin is Lachumah, is a stringency. Come on, got me Kiddush. Like we say, we're going to Kiddush of the Paradumma. That's not going to be valid. It's going to be invalidation. Avlakula, but for a leniency, Lepoitram, B.S. Migdash, to exempt from coming to the base of Migdash, which is what Rav Zalach over the Mappel is talking about. Kishra Levin Boyd and Kachas, when he saw a white and a red discharge as one. Ah, for that, loyal Finim American, that we cannot learn that from Erechin. But to the contrary, Yalfinim Amil Luchumra, we actually would learn that from Mila as a stringency, Lechaim Abiz Migdash, to say that he would be liable for coming to the base of Migdash, just like he's obligated in Mila. That's why you need a pasuk from Yizach when they gave it to Shalechu to exclude to Mirad Dragonis. And that was the most question of Rav. Wait a second, but how can you learn from Yizach and the Geva? You see, you need a special ribuy to exclude Hazach of Vindicaba, and it wouldn't be enough with Zach and the Kim. But again, you cannot learn it out from Erechim because that would be a leniency. And only learning from Erechim as a stringency. However, so it says, Mikosh L'Rabbi, but it's typical to my teacher, to my Rebbe. This time was saying that you learn that from Erechim to exclude Tumna Vadraginus as a stringency. Mahadutan Mepcheris. This one is the Mepcheris moment of Membezim and Aleph, where the Gemara there is discussing, and it says by the Karmen Oila. Now it says, Hazachar, the male, to say, B'lai HaNekeba, not the female. Like, Shoyim Lamat Zachar, and it says again, male. Shayn Tamalev, it's not teaching us anything, it already said it has to be male. Like, it's a Tumdim Adragonus, come to exclude the animal, that's Tumdim Adragonus. So that's Taisus, Vahashta, my Yitzokro, Lamai Tumdim Adragonus. Why do you need a special pasuk, an extra word Zachar? To exclude a tumdra dragon, the shade and condition oil, it's not sanctified for a common oil. Typically, it should be sufficient from the Afin Me'erich and Lachum, because we learn from Erechin there's a stringency, which we said, that's not valid if it's a tumdra dragon is the Hainachum, because this is a situation of a stringency. Shane Kedusha Chalim, we were saying that the sanctity did not take effect in tumdra dragon is, but so later coming out, you have to bring another carbon. So here you should be able to learn from Erechin. So why do you need a special pasuk of Zachar by the carbon oil? So, Obedecha Gemari, with the contrived answer, the Rishon says, the Adram, but no, you could say to the contrary. Hikula, that actually would be a leniency. And therefore, you would not be able to learn from Erechin. Why? Why is it a leniency? Shim le motzeh l'andragonis, because if the only animal you find is an andragonis animal, yeshiva batel, so the person would just sit and not bring any carbon. And therefore, that would be a leniency. So therefore, that's why you have to learn it out from the extra pasuk and not from Erechim, because you could only learn that stringency. And where do you find this concept? Came from a tinnig of a sukkah, like we find by sukkah per gluva gazel. The mabam and beza technically in the brisa. Bidami says, "In sukkah the heges, el bedal minus shabalulav." He holds that the sukkah could only be made out of the four types. The schach only made out of the four types of species that were used for the lulav. And he's about dinnaisin. He says logic would tell us this. Ma lulav shen beleilus could be yav mechula if the lulav bedal minim is not taken at nighttime as it is by daytime. And it has to be from the Zalminim. So the sukkah that's by nighttime and by daytime, which is more stringent, should for sure be limited to the Zalminim. Which I'm like, they said to him, called Dinja ad Dunsha Tchilosil Ahachmer, Basebel Ahakal, any logic that you're Kabachem that you're trying to say, that alone initially is a stringency, but ultimately it's going to end up being a leniency in a din. That's not a Kabachem. Where they explain. Lemot Zalminim, if someone doesn't find Zalminim to make his chach out of, Yeyeshev Batla is going to sit and not do the mitzvah sukkah. And therefore, since you're going to create a leniency, we don't say such a kabbal chayim. So the same thing is over here. If you're going to be stringent to say that it cannot be termed by dragonness, comes out to be actually a leniency, you're not going to be any carbon at all. But to me, however, it says leidami shabalahi. No, it's not really comparable to that case in sukkah to show that there's such a precedent. Because the hasan badi simul hakol, they most definitely it's going to end up being a leniency. Because imleim to dal minim, you don't find enough dal minim. Kali may sukkah all the days of sukkah, which it is more sparse, it's not as common. Nimsa mitzvah beres, can you come and you miss the whole mitzvah sukkah? The yashalah says, oh, you're not going to have to fill it anymore. Afalim Tzach, and we find that 2 weeks later, it's too, already too late. So we can understand why that would be considered as a leniency. Yeah, let's say only right now, the only animal you can find is a dragon. Achas manim, some of the animals will always be here in time. You'll find at a later point in time. Therefore, it is initially and at the end of stringency. And then it's back to the question that why would you not be able to know this from Erech, and why do you have to learn enough next to Pasek of Zach? This, my teacher says, a different answer to say why it would be a kula, that you cannot learn enough from Erech, is the hukra, the Zach, because that Pasek that it says by the Karmanailam. Hazach, the male that invalidates our dragon, this would be in Karmanailam. That's by a common ayla, that's a donation. Not by an obligatory common ayla. There it's not applicable, the concept of that you're just going to sit and not going to bring your carbon. That's not why it's lenient. But rather because carbon. It's simply because he's not obligated in any carbon. Because this was a donation saying this one will be brought. This I'm drinking, I'm not going to bring it. Fine, you won't bring any carbon at the end. So therefore, that would be a leniency. And therefore, we have to learn from a zachar to learn that halacha, because from erchin you would not be able to learn it out. The term of dragness is not a zachar, because that's only as a trinity, not as a lingzi, maybe rabbi. So Taisus, first Taisus thought that the miyut, that's from the word zachar mekeva. Taisus concluded that the miyut is from hazachar ben mekeva. I said, what, but maybe you need to have a reboot to include on dragness if you don't have any exclusionary terminologies. So you don't learn that from erchin. They say, just like there's no erchin from dragness, so there's no mila. And this type of kiddush made para aduma, you actually do invalidate that dragoness. It's because you learn from Erech. And why do you learn from Erech and not from Mila? It's because we learn that as a stringency, not as a leniency. But that's why we would not have known to exempt Kimba dragoness that saw a white and a red discharge. Because to the contrary, we learn that stringency from Mila to say, you have a tumas mikdash. And this is needed pasik to exclude Torah dragoness that's not crushed by an ayla. And we don't learn from Erech as a stringency. So according to the first approach of this is because actually, although it would be a chumah that would bring to a kula, because you don't bring another kum, you don't bring any at all. According to the second approach of this is, we're talking about ilus nadava, which is totally leniency because you're not obligating any carbon, you wouldn't bring any carbon. The male, like tumtum by dragoness. And that, a tumtum, which its genital area is covered over, we don't know which species it is, and dragoness has both types, which places evaluates the Gemara Bukhair is related to this. That our Gemara says that we know that Tumna Dragonis are not in the Erichin evaluation because it says Hazachar, which excludes Tumna Dragonis. But this brings that actually the Bukhair is a Perkei Lemumen, Omar, the Gemara says, Sami Mekan Tumdom. Actually, we delete from here not to have the gears in the Braisa that were excluding Tumdom from Hazachar. Because the Dan Hassam, Mishnah Bede teaches, according to Tanakama, the firstborn animal, that Tumdom Dragonis ain't shaking the love. You don't slaughter that animal, loy b'mikdash, loy b'medina, not in the base of mikdash, not out of the base of mikdash, because it's a doubt. Is it a male and it has the obligation to sanctify b'chayro, or is it a female and it's like chulin? So therefore, you don't slaughter it in either place. Shmuel Lemi says, ein mum gadol mizeh. Says, there's no blemish greater than this. In other words, he holds it's a male, but the female genitalia is actually a blemish. So therefore, that permits it out of the base of mikdash. B'chamim, the sages say, ein a b'chayro. It's not a firstborn animal. In the sanctity of Bukhar, rather, the wool could be shorn, it could be put to work, because it's its own creature. It's not like a zakhar with a blemish, and it's not something zakhar with something heva, it's just its own creature. It never doesn't have the Kedusha Bukhar at all. Now, Bamba Gemara says that Amr Abchizda, he says, Machlikis ban Drakenis. Machlikis is regarding on Drakenis. That's where Rabbanan hold, it's its own creature, Tamakam, it's a Savak Zakhar, something heva. Ava Tumtum, but he qualifies it, but regarding the Tumtum, Dira Kol Sveka, who Eben agrees that it's a doubt if it's Zachar Nekeva, and B'Kaddish Mesveka, Dira will have sanctity out of doubt. Which Amalei said to him, if that's the case, then Erechin Yarech, then by Erechin should have evaluation out of doubt. Allah Matanya, then why do you learn the Brisa Zachar that says the male below Tumna my dragon, the we exclude Tumna my dragon is? Mishanya, the Gemara answers, you're right, Simon Mekad Tumtum, you have to delete from here Tumtum. In other words, it's not included in the Girsa. Now, since there's a Mashma Dachi Parch, it sounds like the Gemara's question was, it says, oh, if that's the case, then Erechin should have an Erech. Alam Atanya, then why do you learn the Brayis HaZachar B'lo Tumtum, that it says the male and not a Tumtum, which sounds like you're excluding Tumtum from HaZachar. But Kivin Amit Desveki, and since you said that a Tumtum is according to Ebon HaSafik, what, Itzach Kral Amut Desveki, do you need a Pasuk to exclude a situation of doubt? What do you mean? But in heaven they know what it is. It's known if it's a zakh in the cave, but just we don't know. So how could you say that a pasuk is coming to exclude something that's a doubt by us? That Tesis Bader says, my kasha, what's the difficulty? The Avishlam and Bahi Sugidil, we understand the Sugid that the Gemara brought previously over there by the Tumna Dragoness that are invalid for an Ayla. That the Hossam over there, that Parakab Andragoness, the Gemara asked regarding Andragoness, that the Tanakama holds it's a doubt if it's a Zach in the Keva. The Gemara asked, it's a Krol Muti Sviki, when you hear the Pasik is good, a doubt? Shabbat Parak. That's a very good question. Shari in Svar Levishay Savik Lib Pasik. Hashem, which is the Pasik, doesn't have the doubt. The Vada Bar Lemikra, the Pasik knows Imuzach and Akeva if it's a male or female, and it wouldn't be appropriate. The Imu Emesha Pasik Chajazach, and if it's true that the Pasik considers it a male, Loma Yimatendash Lo Yehe Kaddish Laila, why would the Pasik be excluding it to say that it's not valid for a Laila? And then Krochash Lim Akeva, and if the Pasik considers it as a female, in the Tzarech Lichtam Lamata, you don't need to write a Pasik to exclude it because we know a female is not kosher for a Laila. Ella Tumtum, a Tumtum, Vada Tzarech Kra. Most definitely needs a pasuk. She yeshvim zechan, yeshvim the cave is because some are males, some are females. It's just that there's skin covering over, and by every tumdum we are in doubt. In such a case, it definitely makes sense for the pasuk to exclude a tumdum because kimin shusam beklon and mezochan. Again, since we're in doubt if it's a male or female, therefore we learn out that if it's not definitive a male, it's not going to be valid. Can't you continue to give a nice of him like we find by the obligation of tithing one's animals? The time of Paragraph Master Bukhaj learned the last paragraph of Bukhaj Avnan Bayes, a Maisel Paragraph of the Bumatsi is born in the first paragraph of Bumatsi and Avnan Bayes, that if someone was tithing his animals, and before all the 10 animals had a chance to go out, Kavetz Echad Minamanuyin Lutaychim. It's a Sugi Tak for Kain. One of the counted animals jumped back in to the animals that were still not came out of the pen. So kulam, we say all the animals, whether those still in the pen and those already went out, turn, they're all exempt from Aisa Behem. Farshas time. The Gemara explains over there the reason is that because the Asiri Vadim Rahman. Terry says the Allah Maisa Behem only applies to a definitive ten, the Lo Yisri Safik, not to a doubtful ten. Now here, when you count up until 10, you're not sure is this 10th one the one that had already been counted and jumped back in, which already exempt from Aisa. Even though it went out before the 10, it's not going to be 10, it's really number 9. So since it's not definite, so maybe they're going to be exempt. But one thing we see that we can learn from a pasuk to hold that an obligation is only by something that's definitive and not doubt. And the in the Gaim, so we find by the Gaim, same idea, that if there's on the skin, a nega beharis, and then you have the white hairs, so that's the order that has to go into create the tumah. But if let's say the white hairs came first, and then the neck, and then it's going to be tar. So it's brought over there that something meheres kind of say love. Unless you're not sure if the neck came first before the white hairs, I saw love and kind of meheres, or did the white hairs come here before the meheres? That's a situation of doubt, and it's going to be and benachkel meshulim mesechtes nazar. We're not at the end of mesechtes nazar samachim at all. The tar. How do we know that's tar in such a situation? Midachsib letar letanef. In the fact that says to purify or to impurify. That the pasuk opened up with tara, so therefore we see that we're more leaning towards tara. So in the situation of doubt, we're going to say that's going to be tara. Again, you see the same idea. Like we have a pasuk that tells us something that we don't know that it's going to be tara. Now this is all in a situation where we have a suffix in the metzias. We don't know how it was, but you cannot learn from a pasuk something that it's not a suffix for us. Rather, the suffix is regarding what the din is. Now, if that's the case, the Tesis has a difficulty. So what's the Gemara asking over there that you need a pasuk to exclude the tumtum? What do you mean? We could say that you need the pasuk because we have a suffix in the Metzias if it's not on the Keva. That says it, but near Larabi, it appears to my teacher, the Achim Prusha Milsa Rav Chizkiya. This is what Rav Chizkiya is saying, that regarding the Machlekes by Bukhar, that says specifically about Andragoness, of a tumtum kodesh misveka, but a tumtum is sanctified out of doubt, because as long as we could explain the pasuk that is excluding andragoness from the laws of the firstborn, because the rabban are excluding it because it says hazacher, which means male and not andragoness, like the Gemara expounded over there, it's based on what necessity of the drasha. If we could explain to andragoness, then we're not going to use to exclude that of tumtim. Why? Because if it's a definite male, in Svar Lamuti, it's not logical to exclude the Tumtum, because it's a male. Vimhu in the cave, and if it's a female, in Tzav Kra, you don't need a pasuk to exclude it, because obviously a female animal is not going to be sanctified as the laws of Bukhaya. Now, the hashda that now that we say the reason of chizda is Maman of Shach, it's not logical to exclude Tumtum from Hazachar. Parak Shabim Erechin. So therefore, yeah, that's a good question from Erechin, the Lahabin on the Mu'ute Tumtum, that we should not have excluded Tumtum from the Pasuk of Hazachar that says by Erechin. Given the Ikka Lo'okma Kurl Andragonus. Since you could explain the Pasuk by Andragonus, less than the Mu'ute Tumtum, and we should not have excluded Tumtum from that because Maman of Shach. If it's a male, so have the evaluation of the male. If it's a female, evaluation as a female. Because the lack of them, you cannot say that since we're really excluding Andragonus from a Zachar. So therefore, Be'im Nekeva, so what does it say, Be'im Nekeva? Andragonus, late, so you don't need it for the Andragonus, the Kvar Miyatun Ma'azachar, because you're excluding from a Zachar, so therefore, Be'im Nekeva is extra to clear the Tumtum. No, but because Mikal Malkum, still, you need Be'im Nekeva to exclude Andragonus. Because if not for that, Havamina, I would have said, he demite the craw on the Erech Ish, although you're right, we're excluding the Andragonus from the valuation of a man, Milo Garma Yisra, but we said it's not less than the lower valuation of a woman, the Halo Chal Pachas Erech Ish, that we should have at least the evaluation of a woman. Because Andragonus, Nami Itzach, Mim Nekeba, therefore, for the Andragonus, you also need to have in the Keba to exclude the Andragonus. So therefore, that's the difficulty. So, why are you learning from the Pasig to exclude the Tumtum? Let's take a Chutzkul Tards, that's why the Gemara had to answer over there. Sami Mekan Tumtum, you're right, we have to leave him here Tumtum, and we don't learn from Azach to exclude Tumtum, only Andragonus itself. Now, and again, that really starts, we're quoting it as to exclude Tumtum and Andragonus, but the Gemara there brings that no, Sami Mekan Tumtum is takes to explain the reason for that is because if you could use it for Andragonus, we're not going to include also that of Tumtum. Now, Tayyis Kadiz is Bahadur Tun Perikam the Chigigigibis, we learn the first Perikam Chigigigigigigigigab Dal Madal, that is talking about the mitzvah of Oilas Riya of Regal to come up to and the three pilgrimages to the base of Migdash. It says Zuchurcha, your males, which the Gemara there expounds. Lahitzi Tumna Dragon is excluded Tumna Dragon is that they don't have a Chiyah of Riya under Regal. The Loi Parach Minabe B'chayz Reb Chizah. That's not used as a question of B'chayz to Reb Chizah that he says Tumna is a situation of doubt. Since you could say the Pasuk is a Dragon is, why would we say excluding Tumna Dragon? I will shani samikan tum in the Shimon Gemara. You have to ask the question and then answer and say, "Oh, you have to leak from here tumtum the way it says regarding all those other places." So Neil Rabbi appears to my Rabbi Meshum Dekro Yisrael Lamay Tumtum, because actually there is an extra pasuk to exclude that of a tumtum because the tray zechurcha says two times the word zechurcha. So therefore, yes, one is going to be excluding not only Andragonus but other one to be excluding that of tumtum too. Just continue to explain. This is the Gemara asked in the first place, Hagiga, that Bishlam Andragonus, we understand regarding Andragonus, that Itzrich, that you need to have a Pasuk excluded from the Chiva. I would have thought this, you would have thought to say, since it does have the genital of a male, so it'd be obligated, Kamash Malah, that you need Zechurka to tell you, no, the bear, Bifnathmu, that it's considered its own creature. Now, Tumtum, regarding that of Tumtum Sveku, it's a situation of doubt. Now, Itzrich, Krol, Mutti, Sveku, do you think you need to have a Pasuk to exclude a situation of doubt? Shandi Gemara answers, yes, this is when you exclude Tumtum, is Tumtum Keshebeya Bimachutz. When the testicle's sticking on the outside, it's just the male member that's covered, we're definitely male. It's that type of situation that we need the Pasuk exclude that of a Tumtum. Now, it's difficult, based on what Taisa was saying, that you could learn now from the Pasuk that when there's a Safik Yimitziyah, so what's the Gemara's question? What do you mean you need a Pasuk to exclude Sveika? Yeah, you do need, like we established before. So, Benila Rabbi appears to my teacher, the Shabbat Parach. No, the Gemara is still asking a good question. Because the Hasim over there by Re'iyah, Vadi lo haven't saw Chatar Kral Muti Tumtim. Most definitely, you don't need a Pasuk to exclude Tumtim for bringing Eilis Re'iyah. Because the Pshita Balei Kral Dele Maise Eilis Re'iyah. It's obvious without a Pasuk, they wouldn't bring Eilis Re'iyah out of doubt. Because Deichan Avid, what would you do? Misveka Le Maise Al Tanai, you cannot bring out of doubt with a stipulation the common Eilah of Re'iyah. Because the Imna Kebu who Teir Eilis Nadava. Because, what would you say? The stipulation is, if he's a female, so, okay, it's a donated oila, but that's a taste to oilis re'iyah le'bayis micha. No, you would run into a problem. Because the oilis re'iyah does not require leaning on the animal. Therefore, you cannot lean on it because you'd be doing work with the animal. Then you would be forbidden actually to do smicha because you're doing work by a kachim. Yet, for oilis nadava, bayis micha. But if he is a female or she is a female, then it would be an obligation, it would be an oilis nadava, which would require smicha. And actually, if you're not going to do smicha, better that you don't bring it at all from bringing it without smicha. Why? As we find such a pressing commission, matinigam pesach, we find regarding the common pesach, the pesachim perik isha, the brings the pesachim, the peches, the beis, the detenu linda braisa, chabura, a group of people, shenis arvo oris pescheim, that the hides of the Karban Pesach got mixed up. Now, and one of them you find the ward, which is a blemish that invalidates a carbon. You don't know whose it is. So kulin yatzal beis ha'sreifa. So all of them have to go out and be burnt, but so they'll have to be burnt out of doubt. But turn the last of Pesach shein v'chulu. But they can be exempt from making another Karban Pesach because each one of them is a doubt. Maybe he did fulfill his obligation already. And if he would bring a Karban Pesach a second time, we'd be bringing chulin tavazar. Ad the park until the Gemara asked over there. What do you mean? When I see Moshe Pesach, what do you mean? You could. There's a way to find out. There is a way out that you could bring a Karban Pesach that was sanctified to be a Karban Pesach, and the one is not sacrificed. With Allah, the sacrifice is a shlam. Each one of them should stipulate that if the Karban was his, so the Karban being brought now is a shlam. And if his was the one with the blemish, this should be a Karban Pesach. Shani the Gemara answers, no, Mishum Smicha. The reason why you can't do that is because you can run into the problem about Smicha, about leaning on the animal. The Ilum Moisab Pesach Beis Smicha, the leftover is a Karban Pesach, which has a Lachalei Shlamim, you have to lean on it. Vila Pesach Beis Smicha, but the Pesach you don't need, and if you're not allowed to, and would be doing a bit of a culture. So, therefore, that's not a good approach. So it says Taisa Amis. So you see this idea that we're saying, Mishum Smicha, Nimno Malasa Pesach. Because of the problem you're running into, because of Smicha, you don't bring a Karban Pesach, which you could find a way out that maybe you actually have to bring a Pesach Sheni. You see, you don't. Says Taisa Koshkim Alhavi Olisriya, for sure, from bringing the Olisriya, which is not even as severe and stringent as a Karban Pesach, where if he's a female, you wouldn't be doing the mitzvah smicha, and therefore it's preferable not to bring it all. Now, in the Gemara in Bechairis, where the Gemara asks on Mitzvah of Chizda, on the teaching of Chizda, that he says that everyone agrees Tumtum is a Safik. So why do you need Hazak to exclude a Tumtum? So, this that you need a Pasik to exclude a Safik, the Gemara could not have answered, like we're saying over here, to say the same answer Rav Chizda over there, or that we need it when the testicles are on the outside, and that's where we need a pasuk to exclude it. So it's basically because the koshkin de lahavale le kramuti, and that to the contrary, then Bishuli would not have needed a pasuk to exclude it, because then it would be vade zacher. That's all mipi rabbi. Now, Tezik Adin says, Bikoshli. It's difficult to meet le Rav Chizda. As we quoted, he's the one that says, Tumtum according to everyone in that situation of doubt, and that's why that Gersa brings over there to delete what we have here in our Gemara, the word Tumtum. Am I Rav? Why does Rav exclude Benid and the Gemara need as a continue to Tafkov Lam Zayin Manal? Tumtum Shira Aleven V'aydim Mibias Mikdash. The Rav has to exclude a Tumtum that saw a white and a red discharge from coming to the Bais Mikdash, where Manoshach, there would be Tumah. If he's male, it's Tumah because of white. Female tummy because of red. Now, Bechita, maybe you're going to say, Mishum Nikur Kray, you say the Darshal Tumtum because extra positive expound for the Tumtum to say that if it's not definitively made a female, it's not going to have a Tumtum, and if you're going to be positive from Beis Mikdash, like it says in the Pazim Mizach, when they came in the Shalechu, that from male to female, you have to send them away, which has to be Zachar, or in the cave of Adai, and therefore excluding that of Tumtum. Now, Ve'ilamuti Andragan is great, then, if you would think it's only come to exclude that of Andraganus and not Tumtum, as we said in the other Sugis. Should have just said Zachar, which would have already excluded Andraganus. And that says Taisus, but Lahi, that's not the case. Because the Ilakaz of Zachar would only say that of Zachar to exclude Andraganus. So we would think actually only a male is Chayv coming into the Beis Mikdash of Tumah. And not a female. Minichsev Zachar, like Sevadim, and like it says male and not a person. So, therefore, it's difficult. So why is Tumtum not obligated according to Rav Chizda to be liable when he comes to Beis Hamikdash when he saw both white and red? Why should he not be chayv? Shem Yishlami says, "Tesis, maybe what you could say is the lesley l'rav the Rav Chizda. You're right. Rav does not hold the Rav Chizda that everyone agrees Tumtum is a safik. The ikam amar inami the pligul lebechayis because there actually is another amar that disagreed with him inside the Mechayis that holds that it is his own creature Tumtum and not like the way he says that it's a safik." Then Taisa says, if you're going to say, why does Rav need a text good Andraganus, who saw both white and red district from Hamid to Mesmigdash? But he was severely imperial, he himself holds in Yavamas, not Pegim, and not Andraganus, fake, and Andraganus is a Sophic. We said many different opinions. He is from those who hold it's a Sophic, if it's a male or female. So then the question is, just like we say by Tumdim. You think you need a positive exclude a Sophic? But what do you mean? They know it's a male or female. So that's the stage of me, holy kasha, but that's not a difficulty. You do need a plastic sword on Dragonus. Because I haven't mean, I would have thought to say, Kesharo, Leiden, Biden, Kachas, that he sees at the same time one red discharge. He's Chayim Malavshach, he should be liable either way, because if it's male, female, Gimmi Chayim, they would need a plastic, they can be Potter, that even if it is one or the other, but still you're not Gimmi Chayim, because it's not a regular Zachar or in the Keva. there's a wonder. But since he holds that it's just a doubt if it's male or female, then why does Rab say Mizachim on the Kebum? From to exclude Andragnis from Zach on the Kebum, that you have to be Chavim on Bis Mikdash. Where you have to have Zachim on the Kebum, it's be definite male, definite female, Vim who Zachar, and now, if he's, why do you need those two Miutim? Because if he's male, you might go to a Zachar. Then you should exclude him from Zachar, where it has to be definite Zachar, not Andragnis. Vim in the Kebum, and if he's female, you might go to the Kebum, you exclude him from female. So it comes out one of them is extra. Because the Torah knows which one it is. But what you could say is the Mishum Tumtum Nakte. You're right. It's because of Tumtum that we said that you need to have a definite male and a definite female. Because a Tumtum is the Pum Havasachar. Sometimes it's male. Pum Havasachar sometimes is female because it's just one or the other. It's just we don't know the gender because it's covered up with skin. But you're right. And Dragon is, you're right, would be enough to exclude one of them, whichever one the Torah knows which one it is, whether it be Zachar or Nekeva. So please explain that the intention of the Gemara Bachar is to ask, that why I need a posse to exclude Tumtum? What do you mean? And Shemaim, they know which one it is. It sounded like that the intention of the Gemara's question was that you don't need a posse to exclude Tumtum because if it's a male, you exclude from Azachar. And if it's a female, then you don't need a posse to exclude a Bechayr. So this that the Gemara asks by Oyla Sri'ya, that why I need a posse to exclude Tumtum, or you think you need a posse to exclude a Safik, there the Gemara asks that Tumtum doesn't need a posse because anyways, he can't bring it. Because you can't bring Chul Azar out of doubt. And you also cannot stipulate to be Oles Nadavo, because then you run into the problem, Oles Reed does not require Smich. According to Rav Chizda, this that Rav excludes Tumtum, that so both white and red districts from Tumas Beis Migdash, you have to say that holds like some of the old Tumtum is actually Beri Bifna Atzmai. And Rav needs a Pasik for that Dragonus, that's all white and red districts, even though he holds this that situation of Suffolk, because I would have thought to say that if you see both, then it would be Tumim Manushah. This the Rav needs to exclude from the Zacha and the Keva. That's actually for Tumtum, because sometimes the Zacha is from the Keva. But you're right, Andragonus, you can exclude from one or the other, because Andragonus is either one or the other, and it's just a doubt which one it is. And you're right, for that, you would not need both Psukim. It's only for Tumtum that you need to have both Psukim, because sometimes the Zacha, sometimes in the Keva.